What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Conference finals start tonight, but got to give some love to our guy. Zachary Richaché named to the NBA All-Rookie First Team, and rightfully so. I thought as the season went on, you know, he got a lot better, more confident. Mike, we talked about, you know, his shooting. He's going to be just fine. Now, is he going to be a superstar in this league? Don't know yet, Mike. We have no idea. Mm-hmm. But if you're saying for the growth and development, for the playing time, that he kind of got forced into. Think about this. If Jalen Johnson is healthy, I don't know if Richaché is asked to do as much as right. He was asked to do this year. And then when you traded DeAndre Hunter, that opened up some more shots as well. And all of a sudden, by the end of the season, you know, you're looking for him to shoot more than you would have expected. But either way, I thought he played well, man, and I'm curious what the growth is going to be in year two for him.
Yeah, Stephon Castle, we all knew he was going to be that dude from the Spurs. Zach Edey, who at times still looks a lot like Frankenstein.
He does.
Our boy Zachary Richaché. Alex, sir, remember, that was a great debate Carl and I had last year before the draft. Is it Alexander then? Alexander now. Alex Sarr. Or Zachary Richaché. Sarr kind of made it sound like he didn't want to be here after playing youth basketball in Atlanta. And Jalen Wells, by the way, from the Grizz, also make the team. But, yeah, I think, you know, it's weird, and it's so Atlanta for some people that want to make it an Atlanta-itis story. Of course we don't get number one for Wemby or Cooper Flagg. Well, I don't know, it's the way the cookie crumbled. But as Carl said, we got a good thing in Richaché. I mean, he certainly, imagine this. Imagine if he didn't make the all-rookie team. Right?
Correct.
I mean, this guy did ball out. He did have 30-point games. There were nights where, yeah, certainly in the play-in, you wanted more out of him, but that was his first experience in a playoff atmosphere. Hopefully he gets better.
All right, with that said, what do you like tonight? Conference finals gets underway tomorrow. It's Knicks, the Knicks, baby! They take on the Pacers. By the way, I have that series as a toss-up. It wouldn't surprise me, guys, if the Pacers win. I just think the Knicks are going to get the benefit of the doubt on these calls. What about tonight with OKC and the T-Wolves?
To your point, you can see the home team winning every game in Knicks Pacers.
Yes.
Right? And
yes.
They're coming back to Garden. OKC is a 6.5-point favorite tonight. We talked about it earlier. I just, at times, the Thunder kind of gets like, who's going to score? You? Him? Me? You know, even though you got SGA. It is funny, though, how it does. Sometimes they just kind of, they kind of get a little tight. So we'll see. I think I'm going to take the Timberwolves in six.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay. Look, I don't know if there's a wrong answer here. I just feel like the momentum that the Thunder have had coming off of a very challenging series with the Denver Nuggets, Mike. Deal is they're nine deep. They can legitimately go nine guys on their bench and there's no fall off. I'm talking about the Thunder.
And Gobert, even though he's a punchline to a joke around the league, the guy's a nice fit for that team.
Yes, he is. And the Thunder play really good defense. The question is going to be, is Ant-Man going to be a superstar in this series? Is he gonna rise above? Guys, when we talk about legends and you know, legacies, Mike, this is when Curry, you know, when they were making their run towards championships, he would do special things. You could say that about LeBron or any of these guys that have won chips over the last few years. That is what makes you special. SGA is playing like that. So is Ant-Man. So I'd like the Thunder to win, but I think it's still going to go to seven. I think it's a seven-game series.
Well, I mean, if you watch, you know, I guess you're not going to have a big night every night, but Jalen Williams, the good Jalen Williams, has got a contract coming. Sometimes he kind of vanishes a little bit. There were moments in this series where Holmgren looked like he was like 85-pound weakling getting thrown around.
He did.
So we'll see. But, I mean, I'll be curious to see how it's officiated. Same thing you mentioned for the Knicks and the Pacers. Because, man, wouldn't that be something if you get Minnesota and the Knicks, and then who won the trade? Was it Julius Randle going to Minnesota, or was it Kat going to the Knicks? That'd be an interesting storyline. And then we'll see how the ratings have gone. You don't have LeBron. You don't have Steph Curry. If you can get the next generation or the casual fan to embrace the next generation of stars, then Adam Silver's going to be like, woo, we're set.
Yeah, I agree. And that's why I think they got to be special. I mean, they can't just have average games when you got a casual fan tuning in going, I haven't seen one Oklahoma City game. Who's this SGA guy? And he goes for 15. That's not going to happen, but I think like that is the one reason why I think those stars have to be special. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. A couple other things going on today, guys. Our poll is up, Day-Day, at Dukes and Bell 92.9. It's on X, Twitter. And we're simply asking you, now that the NFL has passed for players to play in the 2028 Olympics flag football, are you for it? And are you for Falcons playing in this? Everybody's asking now what's next for the league after they, you know, approve this. Okay, Team USA is going to be made up of 10 players.
10?
10 players, Mike.
Well, I sure hope they got the greatest quarterback in flag football history.
So, but here's the deal. How many guys are actually going to be from the NFL? This is what I'm talking about. Like, I don't want to downplay this. I get it. Oh, I'm getting a chance to play for the gold. Okay, great. But how many guys are we actually talking about that are going to participate in this?
Well, this is it. Like, I understand why the brand is being built. You're getting people around the world now, in South America,
true,
in Europe,
that's true,
to play flag football. Women are playing flag football. America, we got high schools doing it now. That's great. But I don't want my guys risking an injury. Tell me right now, if you're a Falcon fan, you're telling me that we find out, if Carl and I are talking about this like in a summer from now, oh, Drake London made the cut for the flag football. I don't want Drake London on that team. I don't want Bijan on that team.
No,
I wouldn't
sir.
Want Penix. And I wouldn't want the backups. I wouldn't want Darnell Mooney on that team.
What's up, Darnell?
I wouldn't want anybody on that squad. I mean, you know what I said to Carl? You want to make the UFL matter? Make those yo-yos play. The UFL All-Star team. You get to represent.
At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
It's a very unique game that requires a special IQ. But no, I'm just, I think it's great. I don't care. And it's funny, a guy goes, Mike, you're being very un-American. Did you guys call the show upset that we didn't win Olympic gold in 3-on-3 men's basketball? No, you don't care.
No, you don't care.
We don't care. Men's basketball is a thing. Men's hockey is a thing. Women's basketball is a thing. You know, if softball's in the Olympics, of course. But, I mean, this is a gimmick for the NFL to build this brand, and I don't want my guys getting hurt.
Well, everybody's talking about the dream team. I'm like, slow down. Slow down.
Of flag football?
Yes. That's what they're talking about, the dream team.
You know what? I'd actually rather see LeBron play this game. I'd rather see LeBron, and we always remember our buddy Brandon Adams on Dog Nation. You know, LeBron James was a tremendous wide receiver tight end.
He was.
Could he have been a football player? I mean, let LeBron, you know what?
Dream team.
Dream team.
That's what they're saying, Mike.
That yo-yo we just played from the world of flag football. I want to see play. Let Barry Sanders get out there. Let him run rings around people at age whatever he is, 58.
By the way, if you're interested.
Not my guys.
No, I'm not. Look.
Day-Day, am I barking up the wrong tree on this one?
No, you're not. And in all honesty, I kind of feel like maybe the owners approved this because maybe they feel like, maybe they have a sense that, you know what, most of these guys are not going
to participate. Here's the deal, by the way, if you're interested. The current top 10 world rankings for flag football.
Yes, lay it on me.
Because I know you want to know. USA is number one in the men's rankings, Mike. Austria, Mexico,
yes.
Germany, France, Italy, Switzerland, Israel, Panama, Japan. Those are the top 10 men's teams for the 2024 Flag Football World Rankings, if you're interested. By the way, after seeing this list, I could find five guys on Peachtree and feel like we could go out and win the gold.
You know who should be playing this after working with them all last week? Abe Gordon should be going out for this team. with his ability and his mastery of all these fringe sports, he watches more ESPN 8 nonsense than anybody. Although I would think, Carl,
he really does.
You could argue the Austrians and the Swiss maybe have an advantage for training at altitude. So let's bear that in mind when you have to play. Like, look, we all
Mike, you know what they're going to say, right? They're playing the Austrian team today. I don't know if they have the athletes, Bob. I mean, this like, American team is loaded.
I'll give you my starting American team right now. Joshua Dobbs at quarterback. Calvin Ridley at wide receiver.
Oh, you put Ridley out there?
How about that? Yeah, Ovi Mihaly can go play that. We'll get that guy we played the soundbite from. You know,
at the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
Thank you. I want to see LeBron James on this team, too.
Ovi's listening. You might be like, yeah, I'll play.
Yeah,
you,
man.
It's just, look, I'm just not overly excited about it. Right. I'm sorry. That's just where I am. Go vote on our poll. You guys let us know. You're cool with the Falcons plan. And it, by the way, if it's this limited, we're only probably going to have one Falcon on the team, if that.
Right.
So who – Michael Penix? You going to let him play? What if Penix throws for 5,000 yards next year and everybody's like, oh, he's got to play in 2028? I'm not having it.
I just – I said this. If you think about it in a purely roster sense, like right now, who on this – no. I wouldn't let any of the rookies play it. I wouldn't. I don't want to. And you guys, a guy just sent me up the text line. Why are you guys sounding like a bunch of, you know, couture's? You're worried about injury. Because look what happened the old Georgia running back, Robert Edwards. He got hurt in that flag football game in the sand. I just don't want to risk it. That's like, I wouldn't want, like, for instance, if you had Ronald Acuna, you come to the Braves and say, I want to play Winter League ball.
Okay.
No, there's no extracurricular. I mean, I know Ron Gant got hurt riding a motorcycle. You can't put these guys in bubble wrap. But no, I don't want guys doing anything.
But a motorcycle is different. But here's what I'm telling you.
I don't want these guys doing any of this.
No. Why? This is not necessary. This is an option. It's not necessary. Off-season training is necessary. If somebody, God forbid, gets hurt, Mike, and we get a report 2 weeks from now, somebody was hurt lifting weights or doing some kind of football drills as they were preparing for the upcoming season, we can live with that. You have a hard time stomaching, he's out for the rest of the year, maybe well into the second year for this injury. It's nasty. You're going to be so upset if it's one of our stars. That's all we're saying. This isn't necessary. This is, I would like to participate, but I don't absolutely have to do this. When you're training for the upcoming season, you're training for something with purpose.
Again, LeBron, Ovi, he hate me, Joshua Dobbs.
At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
Yes, Gardner Minshew can go play this. You know, you'll be perfect for this. Desmond Ridder could go out for this team.
Now, they might not win. Hey, man, let's get out of here and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
Why are you making the team all bombs, though? Seriously, like for real.
And the three best players from the UFL.
All right, man. Tomorrow, Day-Day, I know we got a bunch of guests. Just slip in my mind. Jump in here and tell me, man, what we got tomorrow, brother?
All right, tomorrow, of course, we'll have Grant. We'll actually have Josh Kendall on with us tomorrow.
Awesome.
NFL. Yeah.
Awesome. We'll ask him about this. We also will see what the Braves do tonight. Hey, more from the NFL meetings. Guys, this thing tomorrow, we're going to get a lot of information. And look, the tush-push thing hasn't come down yet.
Right.
It still might.
They're going to kill it. They're going to kill it.
I think so. But we're waiting on that. We're waiting on the receding situation. Lots of NFL news to come tomorrow, so make sure you're here starting at 2. Hey, Dom, great job. Turtle Chris has got the night show. Stay right here. He's coming up in less than 5 minutes. Day-Day, our executive producer. Terrific work today. Mike Bell, clear throat.
Hey, man, you've been following that New Orleans jailbreak? 10 dudes
hilarious.
Who broke out of a county?
Hilarious.
And when they snuck out, they thought they'd leave a note. Too easy, LOL. But, of course, being New Orleans and these guys are in jail, they spelled it T-O. Too easy, LOL. Well, then there were three. Carl, I'm sure you could get some action on this in Vegas right now. Do you want to go with, like, the running man? Will Derrick Groves be the last man standing? Or Jermaine Donald? Or the big guy, Lenton Van Buren? There's only three left of the New Orleans 10.
Hey, man, it's time for us to turn the page. I know it's hard. It's tough. Because you see a guy for a decade or more, or maybe you've watched a guy for 20 years, LeBron. It's hard to say, hey, I need some new star power, because you're used to watching those guys. But in these conference finals, you're getting just that. Remember when people said Jalen Brunson wasn't any good? He's the best player on the Knicks. Remember when we thought Ant-Man might be really special? He's turning into that. SGA is maybe the most underrated player.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In the league, he does not get the love he deserves. Mm. Give these guys an opportunity to give you a chance to steal your heart. Basketball fans, it's time to make a change. It's time for new blood.
Yeah.
Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you don't know what to get Belichick and Jordan for their wedding.
That's not right.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.